On Wednesday night, the UConn undergraduate student government discussed the development of a new hotel to replace the Nathan Hale Inn. The Nathan Hale Inn is currently used as overflow housing for undergraduate students. The university officially purchased the inn this July. Alan Calandro, newly appointed special advisor and project manager under the Executive Vice President for Administration and Chief Financial Officer, discussed the recent proposal with the USG.
Nathan Hale was, if you may know, it was bought by UConn in over the summer, and it has 50% students now, and it's going to be moved over to a full dormitory at some point, that point being when another hotel opens up.
The Nathan Hale Inn is capable of housing 280 students in triple rooms. The university purchased the inn for a total of $8.3 million and plans to spend $648,000 on the maintenance of the inn in an effort to offset an increasing need for student housing. No decisions have been made regarding the possible location of the new hotel. Alan Calandro informed the USG of possible options on Wednesday.
The university is looking to have a private developer develop a hotel somewhere in the area, potentially on UConn land.
At this time, UConn is assessing the needs of the university and community.
That's one of my jobs, is to try to help provide information to potential developers so they can come in and try to get a sense of how many students we have, what the demand for hotel rooms is from the student community and families, and make sure that a quality hotel is developed.
UConn has stated that they will not enter into any decisions until an analysis of the proposal is complete, promising that more information updates will come soon. For WHUS News, I'm Reid Losky.